Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Tim, and your current reigning champion, part of the JNW connection.
Woo!
The Lock, Roger Bacorny.
Keep it locked! Keep it locked! I wish she was here.
Why isn't she? You can pull her on.
She said that I represent the JNW lock combination.
Wow. Ooh.
And my points are doubled.
Wow.
You hear that, Bert?
I don't think
that's how it works.
No, I said yes last week. I'm saying no to that.
Greg, did you see last week's episode?
Of course not. I don't know if it's a problem.
the injustice. I don't know if you remember the final score from last week.
Mm-hmm. I can find it.
I think the final score ended up being me with, I don't know, I want to say like 230.
Yeah, you had 180 points.
Okay, I had 180. And how much did they have?
So at first, Roger had 170, and then Joey had 160. But then they combined their points. Actually, I think I got this wrong. This is at the end of round four. But no, you're up like by about 10 points.
Yeah.
And then they combined their points to get
like 390
and yeah, something
hard to fight back on.
It is hard to fight back. Yeah. So that's how I lost my trophy.
Shit.
Sorry about that, Andy.
It's all regulation.
Didn't read regulation. I did regulate it.
He regulated it.
Round robin.
We'll see if Roger can keep that championship reign going. The rules are simple. The Kind of Feudy. I've surveyed over 1,400 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, we're going to read through a prompt and we'll ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world game. If Greg says The Witcher and it's number 1, they'll net him 50 points. If Tim says Fallout and it's number 2, they'll net him 40 points. If Roger says GTA and that's number 3, they'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Oh yeah!
Round number 1. Name the boss who had the best fight of the Metal Gear franchise. Name the boss who had the best fight of the Metal Gear franchise. Roger Bacorny.
Great questions.
really great.
As someone who's played half of Metal Gear Solid 5, and that's it.
Oh no.
A lot to choose from. I am going to say Revolver Ocelot.
Good answer.
Roger says Revolver Ocelot. Revolver Ocelot is not on the list.
It's crazy.
Greg Miller.
This is a tough one because it's chock full of great answers.
Of course.
I'm going to say...
I think I'm going to be pretty technical with this one, too.
I'm going to say the boss from Metal Gear Solid 3.
Greg says...
The Naked Snake versus the boss.
The boss from Metal Gear Solid 3. The boss is our 30-point answer.
Ooh, really?
Tim Geddes.
Psycho Mantis.
Fuck.
Tim says Psycho...
You like Castlevania?
Psycho Mantis is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points. And we're back to Roger.
All right, now we're scraping the bottom of the barrel. I don't know any of these characters' names.
Fair enough.
I'm just getting answers.
Tim's cheating.
I see it. It says Metal Gear Solid question mark.
Does it?
Question.
G is like, here it is.
I'm gonna say. See, you're gonna get technical, right? So you're not even gonna give it to me, right? Like, I know he fights.
Depends on how you say it.
I know he fights like himself, sort of like a clone of himself at the ending of four, right? Like a snake. Am I wrong here?
I mean,
you need to get more specific. I need more specificity than that.
To explain that is hilarious.
Is it the guy from one? Sort of.
Here, I'll help you out. All right. So say,
yeah,
Revolver Ocelot, but with liquid snakes. Grafted onto his arm.
Is that really what that is?
He's exerting control.
Oh, fuck that! Him. I'm not saying that. Her name's not. What's her name?
Meryl.
No, from five. The one. She's wearing the bikini and she quiet. Give me. Yeah, is that her name?
Yeah, it's quiet.
Yeah, give me quiet. Yeah.
Roger says quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet is not on the list.
Dude. She's a plant.
Craig Miller.
Can I get the list right now as it stands? Sorry, we've been throwing around stuff.
Yeah, Psycho Mantis, yep. Tim was able to get. That was 50. And then the 30 point was the boss.
Okay. You know what I mean?
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I'm going to say it. It should be on there. I don't know if it is. Vamp.
Greg says,
remember fucking fighting Vamp?
I'll never forget it.
I was not expecting the word Vamp to come out of your mouth.
I wasn't either.
Excuse me. Greg says Vamp. Vamp.
You didn't know how to kill this fucker. He kept coming back from the dead. It was awesome.
It's not on the list.
Yeah. If it was named the worst Metal Gear boss fights, Vamp would easily be number two, I think.
Yeah, number two. I want to know what you have beef with after this. My question to you, Bless, is can love bloom on the battlefield? I'm going with Sniper Wolf.
Tim says Sniper Wolf. Sniper Wolf is not
what?
On the list.
What?
Is Bless, can I guess the 40-point answer?
No, I want. Is it Liquid? Should I just
Liquid Ocelot would have been the 20-point answer. That's the one that Rod.
No shot.
Yeah, that is Revolver Ocelot with Liquid.
I don't know. I thought we were getting two in the weeds. I don't know.
You were close with Revolver Ocelot, but it wasn't accurate enough that I could give it to you. I'm sorry.
That is my favorite fight in the franchise.
Yeah, mine too.
Barry, what do you think number 40 was?
Well, I know the 40-point answer is, in fact, what is actually the best boss fight in the series mechanically is the end from Metal Gear Solid 3.
I thought that.
Correct. Oh. That is the 40-point answer. The 10-point answer, just Big Boss.
Oh. Okay.
Which is like, are we talking about from Metal Gear, from the like original Metal Gear?
Yeah.
Because if so, that's a bad answer, y'all.
It's
I'm
bad
sorry.
Answer.
It's a very bad answer.
I was between Sniper Wolf and the end.
Yeah. Wolf should have been on here.
Yeah.
That's where I went with
I think this is one of those ones where I think...
Remember when he stomps on your chest and he's got...
I think people maybe got Big Boss mixed up with The Boss. Because it was a lot of like The Boss and then like Big Boss.
I'm
like,
see, I was too worried about looking stupid, and I already do look stupid. But I was too focused on it because I was gonna say Big Boss. I was like, there has to be some fight with that guy.
See,
you
when you
I mean?
Said that you'd only played half of Metal Gear Solid 5, I thought you were gonna say Sahelanthropus. I thought that's where you're gonna go.
I don't even know who that was.
You should play more of that game. You'll know Sahelanthropus.
Oh yeah,
there's a bunch of zombies, and I was like, I'm not playing this fucking game anymore.
The big Metal Gear like dinosaur looking thing with like a gun penis.
Oh, that's cool as fuck, dude.
That's Sahelanthropus. Spoilers,
no
Bear.
Way.
I'm sorry.
No. That's too clever.
With that, Greg got the 30-point answer with The Boss, and Tim got the 50-point answer with Psycho Mantis. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now in third place is Roger the Lock Picorni locking down third place with a big fat 0 points. Just ahead of him in second place with 30 points is Greg, CEO Senior Miller. And just a bit ahead of him is Tim motherfucking Geddes in the lead after the first round with 50 points. But it's still anybody's game.
Round number
two.
About
that question is like it's so open. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's like so many solutions or answers you could put out there. Fucking Vamp, though. Shot him right in the fucking head. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Vamp was
really cool. No, was Fat Man.
Yeah.
A guy.
Laugh and grow fat.
God,
these games are so good.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
Let's play them. Let's play them again.
Let's play them all.
Vault I guess Raven. They're coming out later this year.
I know.
Round number two. Name a 3D fighting game franchise. Name a 3D fighting game franchise. Roger Picorni.
Yeah. I don't know what the definition of this is because I'm just not a fighting game person, right? Are we talking 3D graphics? Whatever. I'm going to say Tekken.
Roger says Tekken. Tekken, it's our 50-point answer. Okay. Next up, Greg Miller.
I'm just like Roger. Soul Calibur.
Yeah. Greg says Soul Calibur. Soul Calibur is our 40-point answer. Tim Geddes.
Mortal Kombat.
Tim says Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat is our 30-point answer. Can this be a clean wipe?
And I know the new ones aren't, but there was an era.
There was an era. The PS2 era. That one I thought was going to be more of a tricky one. Roger, we're back to you.
Sorry, can you repeat those what we have so far?
Yeah, so the question is, name a 3D fighting game franchise. At 50 points, we had Tekken. At 40 points, we had Soul Calibur. At 30 points, we had Mortal Kombat. We got the 20-point and 10-point options left on the table.
Is this 3D now? Is this Street Fighter? I'll say that.
Roger says Street Fighter. Street Fighter is our 10-point answer.
Oh, you're mad about it, too.
Fucking idiots.
I was going to say Sifu. I mean, that's a better...
Greg Miller.
Killer Instinct.
Greg says Killer Instinct. Killer Instinct, not on the list. Tim Geddes.
Yeah, man, this is rough. Virtual Fighter.
Damn it.
Tim says Virtual Fighter. Virtual Fighter is our 20-point answer.
Out of it. I talked myself out of it.
We got a full
you got Soul Calibur. I'm proud of you.
Street Fighter's not a 3D fighting game, y'all.
Yeah, it's not.
That's literally like...
EX series, right?
But it's not about graphics. It's about moving in a 3D space. Now, EX, I'm playing.
Isn't Mortal Kombat the same thing, too?
No.
But the PS2 era.
PS2 era was 3D.
Yeah.
You know they're not thinking about that, though. Come on.
They're not. They're
no, exactly. Fools. They just see 3D graphics. Like 3D.
With that, Roger got the 10-point answer with Street Fighter. Tim got the 20-point answer with Virtual Fighter. Tim got the 30-point answer with Mortal Kombat. Greg got the 40-point answer with Soul Calibur. And Roger got the 50-point answer with Tekken. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, now with points on the board, but still in third place is Roger the Lock Picorni with 60 points. Just 10 points ahead of him in second place is Greg CEO Senior Miller with 70 points. And just a bit ahead of them, still in first place with 100 points, is Tim motherfucking Geddes, but it's still anybody's game.
Round number three. Name a Ratchet and Clank weapon.
Shit. Fuck you.
Name a Ratchet and Clank weapon. Roger Bricorni.
It's been great to see you guys. It's been a great one. See, I just don't.
Gun.
The disco ball one. You gotta give me something here, buddy.
You might have wrote that in.
Yeah, you just give me the fucking Dancinator fucking 3000, whatever the hell it's called.
Roger says the disco ball one, the Dancinator 3000, whatever it's called. That is not the list. Greg Miller.
Mr. Zircon takes the prisoners.
Greg says Mr. Zircon. Mr. Zircon is our 30-point answer.
Man. You guys let me down on that one.
Tim Geddes.
Oh.
Mr. Zircon was literally all I had. Ratchet's my shit. This is embarrassing, everybody.
It's a tough question because you don't think about it too often.
No. No.
Freaking out.
Did you get it? I got one.
I'm gonna it's over.
Wow.
Tim Geddes is gonna pass. Roger Bricorni.
We're forgetting about the one. His fucking wrench, guys.
Roger Bricorni says
the wrench.
AKA the Omni wrench.
Oh.
And that is indeed our 50-point answer.
Shouldn't give it to him.
Greg Miller, we're back to you.
I'm going to say, you needed a name. Well, I guess you want to tell me this probably. I'm just going to say Groovitron. It's in my head now, which is the dancing disco ball. Roger,
if you fucking give this to him,
But of course, come on.
He deserves it.
Yeah, that's what you call a name of a weapon. Kind of like how Omni Wrench is different than a wrench.
True.
But it's originally a wrench.
You're going with Groovitron?
Yeah.
Groovitron.
I'm not on the list.
Is not on the list.
What the fuck?
I'm surprised by that.
Why?
I'm surprised by that.
How?
Because there's a bunch of morons out there.
Is the sheep one on there?
Tim Geddes still has one more answer.
Say the sheep one.
I don't got anything. I'm good.
Tim Geddes is going to pass once again. The sheep one isn't on here. What is on here at 10 points? The Pixelizer.
Oh,
the gun that turns people into pixels. Yeah.
Oh. Is that a new one?
That was in the remake, Ratchet and Clank remake. Okay. I used that almost exclusively.
I love that
one.
Wow.
The 20-point answer, Gravitron.
Yeah.
The Gravitron. I'm not sure which one that is. Let's see.
A lot of Trons.
It turns out it's an amusement park in real life.
It was the first ride I ever took. The first time when I was a kid at a fair.
Is there even a weapon?
That's like, you know, a teen. Or not even a teen. It's a junior high kid.
Cool.
Gravitron.
Is the one that, like,
bless, I think you might have.
That might, hold on.
That might have been.
That might have been Groovitron. Let me double check. Let me double check the Google Sheets.
Definitely.
I think you copied and pasted something incorrectly there. Because I'm looking up Gravitron, Ratchet, and Clank, and there's nothing coming up.
These nerds wrote it wrong. He doesn't get it.
Hold on. I'm opening up the Google Sheet to double check what happened here.
I just want
to
say how much I respect the referees that are on this field right now, Barrett Courtney. I respect the Kingmaker over here, blessing at AOA for doing the legwork live to figure it out. Mistakes happen.
Yeah.
You respect Roger at all.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Wrench! Disco ball! My shoe! who guessed Groovitron?
I did.
Greg.
Well, I said disco fucking guy.
Which you would not have given
you
me.
Would have given
I,
it
I
to
would
me.
Not have given that to you, no.
You told me you would give it to me.
What was that said, Roger?
After double checking, it is indeed Groovitron. So there are quite a few people in the write-in did write Gravitron, which I think is the thing that threw me off, but Groovitron is the actual thing.
Yes. What number was that?
That was the 20-point answer.
Okay.
20-point answer.
Extra points for, you know, it almost ruining my perfect record on this.
No. I'll give you a tip of the hat, though. I'll give you a tip of the hat.
Thank you. I'll take
it. So those points are going to Greg, though?
Those points are going to Greg. So Greg got the 20-point answer with Groovitron. Greg also got the 30-point answer with Mr. Zircon. And Roger got the Omni Wrench at 50 points. So the Pixelizer was our 10-point answer. And that 40 points was the Rhino.
Rhino. Paul Giamatti.
Of course. Hearing all these, I'm like, absolutely. But I could not have pulled them.
I don't remember any of those.
Barrett, do you have the score?
how the mighty have fallen. Now in third place, still at 100 points, is Tim. Motherfucking Geddes, just 10 points ahead of him. Now in second place is Roger, the Lock Picorni, with 110 points. And just 10 points ahead of him is our one true leader, Greg CEO Senior Miller, with 120 points. It's neck and neck here, so it's still anybody's game.
Round number four. Name a PC marketplace where I can buy video games.
Oh.
Name a PC marketplace where I can buy video games. Tim Geddes.
Steam.
Steam is our 50-point answer.
Wow.
Next up, Roger Picorni.
Epic Game Store.
Roger says Epic Game Store. Epic Game Store is our 30-point answer. Greg Miller.
Oh. GOG.
Greg says GOG. GOG is our 40-point answer.
I'm a big-time PC guy.
We know that about you.
I like to go to these forums and say, you're also stupid. Man, I have your credit card. I don't, but I'll panic. I'll panic. You know
what I mean? I'm going to just go Xbox.
Tim says Xbox. Xbox is not on the list. Roger.
Can you repeat the question one more time, sir?
Name a PC marketplace where I can buy video games.
Marketplace where I can buy video games. This is a weird one. Now we're getting into like the gray market. I'm gonna say CD Keys. CD Keys.
Roger says CD Keys.
The gray market, he calls it. Okay.
It's Roger's going
to .com. All right.
It's going, buy.
It's going to PirateBay.co.
I'm saying CD Keys.
CD Keys is not on the list.
Come on.
Greg Miller.
Which number's open right now?
The 20-point answer and the 10-point answer.
Gotcha. BattleNet.
Greg says BattleNet. BattleNet is not on the list.
Can I guess? Tiger
by Go Taylor. For it.
Amazon?
No.
Is it Uplay?
No.
I was going to say EA Origin?
Union? No.
What the fuck?
At 10 points, Humble.
Yeah. Oh, with itch.io.
Yeah, and then at 20 points, itch.io.
Itch.io.
Yeah.
Damn, no CD Keys love us.
No Pirate Bay love you.
That's crazy, bro.
With that, Roger got 30 points with Epic Game Store. Greg got 40 points with GOG. Tim got 50 points with Steam. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, back in third place is Roger the Lock Picorni with 140 points. Amazing 10 points ahead of him. Back in second place is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 150 points. And just 10 points ahead of him is our true leader, Greg CEO Senior Miller, with 160 points. Still neck and neck. Still anybody's game.
It's a very neck and neck game.
Roger is set up right here.
I'm doing this for you, Joey!
Can you dunk the alley-oop, Roger? Round number five. Name a video game character who is a dog.
Who is a dog or has a dog?
Who is a dog. Name a video game character who is a dog. Roger Picorni.
Okami.
Roger says Okami. Okami is not.
His name is Okami, her name, but it's more of a wolf situation, you know? Dog adjacent at best.
Oh, shit.
Okami's not the name of the dog, just for the record. Okami's not the name. But also, the actual dog is not on the list. Amoratsu.
You're right.
Come on.
Tim Geddes.
Dog meat.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Tim says dog meat. Dog meat is our number one answer.
Yes!
Greg Miller. Right now, there's still four options left on the board. The number one answer has been taken by Tim Geddes. Name a video game character who is a dog.
Question's funny.
It really is funny.
Beard.
Is a dog.
Who is a dog?
Metaphorical sense.
It's like how it's. I'm trying to get out of the indie wheelhouse. You know what I mean? Where all these fucking dogs are floating around. How many people actually wrote in about this fucker?
He's thinking. He's stroking his beard.
Oh man, I'll go with the star of Kingdom Hearts, Goofy.
Greg says,
"That's incredible.
You're not wrong.
That's so fucking good. That is so good."
Greg says, "Goofy, Goofy is our 10-point answer."
That's incredible.
Set me up.
I love it.
Set me up for a nice comeback there.
Next up, we're back to Roger recording. Name a video game character who's a dog.
You know they made a sequel to Okami, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what it's called?
It started Zuryo.
Is it Okami 2? Okami Jr.
Kind of.
Yeah, right?
Kind of.
It was close. It's DS, right?
Yeah. Okami Den?
Den.
I did not know there was a sequel to Okami. This is blowing my mind right now.
DS.
What's the... See, that's the thing. Is that now I'm thinking about a lot of wolves, right? Like, I think they're pretty similar, but apparently people have that differentiation in their mind. I'm gonna say again. What's the name of the fucking dog from God of War Ragnarok? Fenir. Fenir.
Let's give it. I'm gonna help him. I feel like you
give me something. Give me something here.
Fenrir.
Okay.
Roger says Fenrir. Fenrir is not on the
list.
Tim Geddes.
I'm gonna go with the Duck Hunt dog.
Tim Geddes says the Duck Hunt dog.
That was good.
The Duck Hunt dog is our 20-point answer.
Yes! Yes!
Good job.
That's
good job,
awesome.
Tim. Good job,
Greg,
Tim.
You're our final guest here. I'm not sure of the math, but I think if you get like the 40-point answer, you might be able to tie.
Well, I mean, we can look at it here. I still lose by 10 points.
Oh, is that true?
But
so good.
I will say...
I didn't realize the points updated here.
The star...
You write this down.
...of Toem, the star of Guacamelee 2, Portillo.
Portillo, not on the
damn
list.
Damn it. You guys
was
know he
written
died.
In-
you know he was my dog and he died. I'm glad 17 years meant fucking nothing to you people. Give me the camera back. All right. These kids need to know. They forgot about him, huh?
Was written
man,
in quite a bit.
Couldn't remember him for more than a year and a half. Well, I look forward to when I'm dead and no one cares about anything I ever did again. You're all horrible. And tonight, Portillo's spirit's coming to your house.
Oh,
let
no.
me tell you. And he's going to have accidents in the house.
19 people did ride in with Portillo for that.
Those 19
yeah.
people, you have put, it's like in the Old Testament, you put the blood above your door, Portillo won't come to your house. But everybody else, oh my God, he's going to slither in every hole you got.
Oh, shit.
That's how ghosts possess you.
Oh my God.
The 30-point answer that nobody got was Parappa the Rapper.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
And at the 40-point answer, a fresh option, Torgel.
Hey, my
from
boy.
Final Fantasy 16.
My
oh,
boy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was thinking about the Jedi Survivor guy.
Oh no!
That guy's
it's a big year for Torgel.
Turtle.
I was like, that guy's not a fucking dog.
No, we're
you guys are making. You guys are saying Okami's
no,
not a
dog.
This guy, what the fuck?
He's my dog, bro.
Yeah.
He's my dog.
Okami's my dog, bro.
With that, Greg got the 10-point answer with Goofy. Tim got the 20-point answer with Duck Hunt, and Tim got the 50-point answer with Dog Meat. Before we wrap this thing up, some of the tiebreaker options there. In sixth place for that same question was D Dog with 35 votes. Mm. Right under that was Amoratsu with 34 votes.
Hell yeah.
In seventh place, eighth place you would have had Isabel, and then under Isabel would have been KK Slider.
Hell yeah, my guy. Yeah. Singing on Saturday night.
Some fun facts for you for some other questions. When I said name a Ratchet and Clank weapon, in sixth place would have been the Sheepinator with 74 votes. And then under that would have been the Glove of Doom.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite.
20 votes. And then one more for the name of 3D fighting game franchise. Our sixth place answer, right under Street Fighter, you idiots.
Bloody Roar.
Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
Dead or Alive.
Good calls.
With that, Barrett. What's the final score?
The final score today in third place, locking himself in with 140 points, was Roger the Lock Picorni. Just a bit ahead of him with 170 points in second place this week was Greg CEO Senior Miller, which means our champion this week with 220 points was Tim motherfucking Geddes.
Burnt orange jacket.
Back where it belongs, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd love to see it.
That's been another episode of Kind of Feedy. Will Tim return next week to retain his championship?
Oh, yeah.
You'll have to tune back in to see. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Greg. That's been Roger. And that's been the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the LaCroix Poppy himself, a.k.a. Tim. Gettys. Till next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.